our intention, obviously, to try and maintain a supply to businesses tonight, to enjoy the public, to enjoy the festivities of the season.
As far as you can tell us, what will that consist of? I mean, are there any planned widespread outages, or will it be reviewed as the day progresses?
Well, it'll be reviewed as the day progresses, Greg, but it'll be our intention to make sure that supplies are provided to businesses who are in the hospitality sector, etc., etc.
And in relation to moving forward, how soon do you believe, with the public's assistance, and I know you want to make an appeal in that regard, how soon do you believe we can get back on track here?
Well, as you know, Greg, it's been a significant challenge now going back over the past 5 or 6 weeks. I would want to appeal, and we have been appealing on a daily basis on our website. I want to appeal for the public's assistance in relation to conserving water. When you're using water, could you please be as practical and as reasonable as possible in terms of quantities that you use? The sooner that we can replenish supplies, the sooner we'll be able to provide service on a full-time basis again. But that's going to take some time yet, and I couldn't be definitive about when we'll be in a position to restore supplies on a full-time basis.
I presume the council is getting reports on a daily basis of leakages and what have you. And what about the staff on the ground? How many people are out there trying to resolve this problem?
Well, right throughout the Christmas period, Greg, I've had upwards of 150 people who've actually been working, indeed, throughout Christmas and throughout the 5 or 6 week period leading up to that, on almost a 24/7 basis, responding to the emergencies, dealing with bursts, and managing our supplies so that we're in a position to provide supplies right across the county.